Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam Smith flying into second, anchoring there with another extra base hit for the Astros. Double homer double to open third against Kasperius.
I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what it's coming. I mean, that is not a bad pitch. It's really a very good pitch. Low and away. Probably would have ended up by the ankles if it would have made it past the bat.
All right, so that was the audio from Dodgers analyst Oral Hershiser over the weekend. That little line that he dropped, that little jab, that Astro fans clearly heard, and probably now many of you ad nauseum, swinging at breaking balls like they know what's coming after Cam Smith hit the gap for another extra base hit for him and the Astros this weekend. That was lazy. That was a jab, low-hanging fruit. Uncalled for, whatever you want to count.
Dude, in your own building.
In your own building.
In your own building. So what, the Astros hacked the freaking system, and now they are doing like what they're banging, but nobody can hear it. It only bangs like in his head.
Yeah.
It's telepathic. Dude.
Buzzers.
You are such a damn clown. And the best part about this is Hershiser is a guy who was known as a cheater. Hershiser used to pour water down the back of his head and his neck and his back in between innings so he could get water on the baseball just by touching his back and his neck and whatnot, and then rub the water up on the baseball so he could throw spitballs.
Fantastic.
Davey Johnson caught him, and his own teammate, Chad O.J., basically ratted him out and said, yeah, he cheats.
Oh, my God. I have not heard that name in forever.
He said, yeah. He told me, he showed me how to do it, but he told me I'm not allowed to do it until I'm 35.
Yeah, well, he pitched close to 40, didn't he?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Hershiser pitched a long time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, there was a period of time where he was an elite pitcher.
Yeah.
His 88 season is among the all-time great seasons. It's when he set the scoreless innings mark.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, you're out there cheating, pitching for the then Cleveland Indians.
Yeah. Pot calling the kettle black. But then that was 5 years ago.
You're trying to say, hey, they cheated us. We all know you cheated too.
Exactly.
All right? I mean, Tom Verducci wrote an entire article in 2018 before anybody knew about what was going on about how the Dodgers had a damn, like, Vegas casino army of guys in the video room with all their illegal cameras they weren't supposed to have trained on the pitcher, the catcher, the coach's box, and the dugout, simply for the purpose of stealing signs, which was illegal then, but baseball did nothing to enforce it. So every team in baseball was doing it.
Yeah.
But he wrote up the Dodgers specifically. Not some Astros writer, not some guy in Houston. Tom Verducci for SI.
Yeah.
Stick it up your ass, you crybabies.
But people know these things, and they don't acknowledge it. They're going to acknowledge, you know, the team that Major League Baseball, you know, made an example of. And it just goes, you know, again, another example, the disrespect that the Astros continue to get for something that occurred, you know, 5-6 years ago.
It's 8 years ago, 2017. It's 8 years ago.
Well, the findings, you know, that were released in the Athletic piece. When people found out about it, sure,
dude, you got to see the standing. Sorry, it's a squirrel moment. Massive standing ovation for Kennedy Corona for his first major league at bat.
Heck yeah.
Massive standing ovation. He's a Venezuelan player. There's obviously not a lot of Venezuelan players, although maybe the all-time most famous Venezuelan player happens to be the all-time GOAT for the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm. So you know it's a big moment for him to be able to play with Jose Altuve. But they showed all these people in the stands. There's a woman in the stands who's crying, bawling her eyes out. I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend or somebody, but bawling her eyes out. I can't imagine it's like his girlfriend because she was by herself. There was like nobody else for seats around her.
Yeah.
But this... big moment here. He got a hell of an ovation for his first major league at bat.
Yeah, well, this is cool. Bottom of the third inning. He's looking at a 2-2 count now with nobody on and two outs. See if he can continue the inning. We'll update you throughout. But MLB Network, they put out their power rankings today.
That's got, they're showing her again.
And
so this must be like his wife or girlfriend or somebody.
She's going through it. Maybe a relative or something like that. The power rankings came out today, and the Astros are very much in the top five, but nowhere where I think they should be, to be honest with you. The Detroit Tigers are number one. The Dodgers are number two. The Astros are three.
Wait, hold on. The team that the Astros just knocked the snot out of on the road is ahead of the Astros in the power ranking.
Yeah, but wait, there's more. So you got the Astros, Cubs, and Phillies. There's your 1-5 in that order after this past weekend.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, you hit my first point with the Dodgers being ranked above the Astros. Well, here's what the Astros just did to the Dodgers.
What intern put this list together?
In three games, they outscored them 29-6 in their own building, okay? You're 3-0 against the Dodgers this season, but you're also 2-1 against the Tigers. You're also 2-1 against the Phillies. You're also 3-0 against the Phillies. And since May 1st, I just told you, it's a fact the Astros are the best team in Major League Baseball. Since May 1st, okay? And they just came off of the best month in Major League Baseball of anybody else with a 19-7 mark in the month of June.
And what are they? They're 13-2 against teams that are in first place in their own divisions?
Yes. Great stat. Here's what the Dodgers have done since May 1st. They're 34-25. Good, right?
It's not bad.
The Astros are 39-20 since May 1st. Here's what the Dodgers have done through the first week of this month. They're 3-3. The Astros are 5-1. You put out weekly power rankings. Weekly power rankings. How in the hell are the Tigers and the Dodgers ahead of the team that for 2 months running has been the best team in Major League Baseball? It doesn't matter
because
who's on the field.
Team bad.
It's W's and L's.
You know it's killing them just to have the Astros in the top three. It's killing them. MLB, these guys, they all picked the Astros to finish third in the division. It is killing them that the Astros continue to just find ways to win. Here we are, 5 years after the Astros got punished by Major League Baseball, 8 years after they actually were stealing signs. 8 years.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming majority of the national media still orange team bad. They do not want to say anything good about the Astros. They don't want to admit anything good about the Astros. They don't want to give the Astros any props. If you watched the Fox game on Saturday, which was the only close game in the series against the Boner Bumpers. If you watched the Fox game on Saturday, Fox ran a series throughout the game of vignettes, you know, different promos from Major League Baseball. You know, all great players, best teams, whatnot. The Astros were not in a single one of them. Not wild. A single freaking one.
Did you just approve of this? Are you sure?
I watched the game.
That's wild.
And after each one, I got more and more. Oh, look. No Astros. Oh, look. No Astros. What a surprise. Fox, in bed with the slum lords of the boner bumpers, doesn't want to show anything positive about the team that owns both of those clowns, which is the Houston Astros. They don't want the Astros to be good. It literally is Houston against everybody.
Yeah.
It really is.
But you know, what I find pretty crazy is that here's MLB Network's power rankings. And then I just got done playing audio from MLB Network's morning show, MLB Central, with Mark DeRosa and Robert Flores and Lauren Shahadi, you know, literally spending almost a half hour talking about, in some way, shape, or form, the Houston Astros. They put together a near 10-minute package of an animated, like, the Astros are the zombies, like, they're the inevitable.
No, D-Row, you know, is different. D-Row usually gives the Astros their props, mm-hmm. although he didn't realize that 10 years ago George Springer was, in fact, leading off for the Astros. But generally, D-Row gives the Astros their props. He is one of those guys, he's kind of, I don't care what the establishment's doing, I'm going to do it my way, fire me, I don't care.
He's just a good baseball guy. You know,
he was a scrappy, hard nosed. I mean, he was never like a star player. A scrappy, hard nosed type of guy. Mm-hmm. You know, people respect those kind of guys. But just overwhelmingly, national media in general, they don't like to give anything to the Houston Astros.
No, the national media in general, like, they hate Houston. It's not even just the Astros; they hate Houston. And you can't tell me you haven't felt that way. Literally, I'm 43. 43 this year. I felt that way my entire adult life. Like, the city of Houston, whether it be Rockets, Texans, Astros, they get no respect. Nothing. So, okay, that's acknowledged. The national media hates us. Houston fans, who do you hate the most? Who do you hate the most? We're gonna power rank the major sports franchises, whether it be rivals against the Texans, Rockets, or Astros. Give me your top five most hated franchises amongst all those sports. Baseball, basketball, football can be all mixed together. Give me your top five most hated sports franchises. We'll do it next. Stay there at Sports Radio 610.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you can win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.